We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
The offense wasn't great. The starting pitching was. Fairly decent results against the Minnesota Twins. It's coming up on Baskin and Phelps. Love your reaction to what happened this weekend, mainly because of the starting pitching, 216-474-0092. But first, opportunity right now. Text the word ANIMAL, ANIMAL, A-N-I-M-A-L, to 20357 by the end of the hour to get registered to win a pair of tickets to see KISS End of the World Tour coming up October 22nd at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. Text and data rates may apply on this. Complete rules available at www.923thefan.com. ANIMAL to 20357. You'll win a pair of tickets to see KISS End of the World Tour. It's in October at Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse. I'm Jeff Phelps. My buddy is Dan Menigan. And the Guardians, after a bad start, ended up splitting with the Minnesota Twins. First of all, four-game series, split with the team that you're chasing. You were 3.5 behind. You're still 3.5 behind. It could have been better, Dan. It could have been worse. The way it started, I thought it was going to be worse. So I guess good for the Guardians.
I'll take it. It's, yes, you want to win every single series. Yes, it would, you know, the whole idea of winning your division is to accrue as many wins as humanly possible. So that's, you know, the general idea that you aim for in sports. But I'll take it, especially the way that this team had looked with the sticks going into it. I mean, they looked like they could hang, and maybe it's just that Sunday game kind of wiping everything away there of how good Tristan McKenzie looked and how, you know, going up against Jarian, who had been throwing really good on top of that for the Twins, and the fact that they hit the first home run off of Sonny Gray over the weekend. Like, it kind of seems like, okay, maybe this can be the start of this thing starting to turn around a tiny bit for this team. And I know it's 2 out of 4. And I know you're, you know, looking at it through, at least I am, on rose and, you know, definitely blue and red colored glasses on as I say that. But I was encouraged. I really was.
Were you?
Yeah.
I would have to say the same thing. And I wanted to see what, I knew yesterday they went 3 for 28. They had only 3 hits, so okay, that could have been, you know, you had only 28 guys go to the plate, but they had 12 hits on Saturday, they had 8 hits on Friday, they had 9 hits on Thursday, so despite only going 3 for 28 yesterday, the team ends up hitting .233, which isn't great shakes, but they had plenty of hits in the series, but the starting pitching, Dano. And I like what you said in the jumpstart about Shane Bieber, because as I've mentioned all along, I don't want to trade the guy. But I'm also realistic enough to know that chances are there will be no contract agreement between Shane Bieber and the Guardians after next year or before the end of next year. So at some point, you would have to assume that he joins Bartolo Colon, Cliff Lee, CC Sabathia club. At some point, he becomes another member of that club.
Right.
So if they're able to, if you're still 3.5 out at the trade deadline, I don't know how you move on from the guy unless you think your starting pitching is more than good enough and the additions that you get in the trade help you this year and beyond. If that happens, well, then that makes your team better. And let's be honest about it. You have a starting pitcher who goes every fifth day. if they could turn him into two position players who play every day, and you think your starting pitching is solid enough that you're going to be okay, well, you make a deal like that if it presents itself. But this was really impressive. And as I did with the hitters, I did this with the starters. 21 innings pitched for the starters against Minnesota. They gave up just 5 runs.
Yeah.
And two of the guys, both of whom were in Columbus rehabbing, McKenzie and Savali, went 5 innings and didn't give up a run. Wow. So how about that for a boost? Right, two guys who weren't even here come in and show, give you shutout ball for 5 innings each.
Not only that part of it, which looked good. And look, you throw your hands up and go, okay, small sample size theater. Okay, I'm with you. I understand this is a small sample size. Over the last 7 days, your Cleveland Guardians are hitting .276 with a .322 on base and a .408 slugging. They've hit 5 home runs, which still low, but we have always said that as the weather heats up, the bats heat up.
Yeah, and I hate that. But
I hate it too. Except
we know it's true, but I hate it.
If you start hitting, though, if Andrés Giménez starts making contact, I think I saw four of his 10 hardest hit balls on the season came over the weekend from Andrés Giménez. So maybe he's starting to break out of whatever funk that he was in for the first 2 months. And you start to see, you know, Jose Ramirez being consistent but starting to turn around. And maybe you got another Josh Bell heater coming right around the corner. Stephen Kwan's hitting the ball with power. Like, maybe this changes the observations that we have all had of the cloud that's hung over this team going, well, you know, if they're out of contention around the trade deadline, they probably need to move on from Shane Bieber. I don't want to, and
yeah,
the reason
that.
Is it is so few and far between. Well, yes, once every 5 days. It is so few and far between to find a pitcher who will go out and give you 7 runs of 2 or 7 innings of 2-run ball. Those guys are so hard to find in today's Major League Baseball.
Yeah, all you have to do is take a look around the majors. You just don't, and Shane may not be pitching as well as he pitched in the Cy Young season and earlier. And the strikeout totals, as we've talked about, Dan, are way down. But that's okay because he's still giving you a chance to win a game every time he goes out. And he's meeting that sweet spot that you just talked about most of the time. You know you're going to get a quality start from him most of the time. And you can't say that about most pitchers in Major League Baseball. That's
right.
Just not the way the game is right now.
It's a lot more closer to what you saw out of Tristan McKenzie and Aaron Civale over the weekend coming off of the IL was, okay, here's 5 innings of really good ball. Here's 6 innings of really good ball. There are so few guys in today's baseball that you can go, here it is. Go out there, give me 7, give me 8. And Shane Bieber's one of those guys who could do that for you. And it makes a playoff run so much easier when you have that guy that you can hand the ball to and go, okay, hey, Angel De Los Santos, you got the day off today. Trevor Stephan, we've been working you hard. You got the day off today. You want to know why? Because Shane Bieber's on the bump.
Yeah.
Like, that stuff means so much when you're doing this. And we know how Terry Francona uses this pen and churns the pen and really relies on it. It's why right now, if you were to say to me, do they make the move at the deadline to move on from Shane Bieber? I think the Guardians will do what the Guardians do, which is, here's our offer. It's $1.25 on the dollar for you to come get Shane Bieber. If you want to pay that, okay, we'll talk. But if you don't want to hit that mark, then we feel very good walking into a playoff series with Shane Bieber on the hill starting game 1 of that series. And I think that's how they are going to operate through the whole thing because, as we've all seen, the Central is still for the taking. 3.5 games back, and let's be honest, this team has not looked good. This team couldn't hit for 2 months, and the pitching was shaky, and the bullpen dealt with 2 guys on the back of it who were having pitch clock issues. One of them seemed to figure out the pitch clock issues. The other one's a work in progress when it comes to it. But if those two could get that figured out, all of a sudden, this team comes together and makes a lot more sense than it did back in April when we were all losing our minds at the fact they couldn't hit the ball out of the infield.
Let's look bigger picture on this. Battenfield was put on the 60-day injured list. Gattis is down. Plesac is down. Quantrill's injured right now. But so with Battenfield being on the 60-day injured list, let's eliminate here from this equation. With Savali and McKenzie back, if you count Gattis and Quantrill, they don't expect Cal's injury to be long-term. There's seven starters. Seven guys you could throw out there. Gattis has had some really nice moments. Has he had as many nice moments as the other young guys, Bybee and Logan Allen? No.
No.
But he's still, let's put it this way. If it weren't for Allen and Bybee, I think we'd all be kind of intrigued by what we've seen out of Hunter Gattis, would we not?
Yeah, and not to mention the other guys who've come up from Columbus besides those two that have put on a Guardians jersey and looked really good.
Right. Curry.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, there's plenty of pitching here. So that though you and I are in agreement about Shane Bieber, though if somebody calls you and wants to knock your socks off,
right,
you're in a position you can make the deal.
If you want to overpay, I'll listen if you want to overpay.
Yeah, you can make that deal.
But the problem is if this team starts hitting, and if what we've seen over the last 7 days is the Cleveland Guardians team that we are going to see, again, it's 7 days. It is a small sample size. I will be the first to scream that. But if that's the team that is going to be moving forward, then the Shane Bieber question answers itself, which is, hey, if you want to give me a big stick that I could stick in the outfield,
now,
who's got 4 years of team control,
yeah,
that's, you know, team friendly and all that kind of stuff, great. Two thumbs up. Sounds fantastic. But if you're going to come at me and go, okay, here's our third best prospect, our seventh best prospect, our 16th best prospect,
a guy we kind of like, but we're not sure. You don't need that.
Another Logan Allen that's laying around there, not the one that you had before, the one that you have now, but a third one that we hadn't heard of previously, just because you want to save money on jerseys. Like, we're not doing this. Like, if this team hits, that's the position you put yourself in, where all of a sudden it turns into the Lindor situation where you're going, I want to make a playoff run with this guy because this guy makes winning easier. And that's the same thing you say about Shane Bieber. This guy makes winning easier. And frankly, if they hit, I don't want to lose players that make winning easier.
Andrés Giménez in the last six games, 11 of 24. As you said, we're a couple of weeks away from having the conversation. You've been threatening that. You've been threatening it for a couple of weeks.
Uh-huh.
Well, apparently he didn't want to have the conversation.
It just seemed like...
You were in Baltimore.
Yeah.
You watched him play.
Yes.
What games did you see?
So I saw the Memorial Day game.
Okay.
When he was there.
So you saw the 0-for-4 game.
Right.
After you left, Dan, he went 2-for-4 and 4-for-5.
Well, you know, Jenna, I had a conversation with him.
Then he went to Minnesota. He went 5-for-15 in the Minnesota series.
I looked at him while holding...
What is he, 429 in the last six games, whatever it is?
I looked at him while holding my crab legs and holding a steady Eddie and said, you know, you need to pick this up. Like, this isn't going to happen.
When Menegan left town, he was hitting 220. Now he's hitting 249. He's raised his average 29 points since you saw him play.
Send me your list of people you want me to go visit and then immediately leave so that they start playing better.
Folks, everything seems to be slowly moving in the right direction. I'm pretty positive about what's going on because I see that starting pitching and I don't think it's going away. And I don't think the hitting can be much worse than it's been. That's why I'm optimistic. Are you? I think you should be. 216-474-0092. It's Baskin and Phelps right here on The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Coming up at 11 o'clock, we're going to talk to Scott Petrak from the Chronicle-Telegram, as we do every Monday, 11 o'clock. Scott's been all over OTAs for the Browns, so looking forward to talking to him, see what might be cooking. Coming up at 1 o'clock, Sam Amico, HoopsWire.com, as the NBA Finals all tied up at one game each after Denver looking really good in game one and everybody thinking, oh, this is a sweep. No, not so fast. I'm Jeff Phelps. Menigan's in for Baskin today. You could say hello if you wanted.
Oh, I was more going to point out, it makes me laugh how everybody had that thought, and I feel like it's the equivalent of, you know, Sideshow Bob or it, pick your cartoon character of choice. I just always remember Sideshow Bob doing it in The Simpsons where he would step on the rake and the rake would come up and smack him in the face, and then he'd stammer backwards a little bit and then go hit another rake and it would hit him in the face. And I feel like that's everybody with the Miami Heat. I feel like every single series with the Heat, somebody is walking up and going, well, that's it. They're done. They're getting swept. Plack! Oh, crud, that's the Heat. That's right. And, like, just completely forgetting that this is the Miami Heat. This is a group of just zombies, of great role players. Of the minute you think they're dead, all of a sudden they find some way to come back. And it's just that, well, you know, the Heat are going to get swept. Plack! Oh, yeah, that's right. They're the Heat again.
Yeah. We're going to get into that heavily in the 1 o'clock hour right here on Baskin and Phelps. In fact, even a little bit before. Let me go over this for you. Yesterday, Tristan McKenzie, no runs, 5 innings. Logan Allen, Saturday, 2 runs, 6 innings. Aaron Savali, no runs, 5 innings on Friday.
God, if they can get him cooking.
I know. Tanner Bibee, 3 runs in 5 innings Thursday in the opener. That's 5 runs in 21 innings for the starting pitchers, and Bieber didn't throw. Think about that. You went to Minnesota, you played the team you're trying to catch, your starters gave up just 5 runs in 21 innings, and your number one guy didn't throw. That's why, folks, there's more than reason to be optimistic about where the Guardians are right now. Still 3.5 games behind. The issue, of course, is the offense. What I'm wondering, Dan, and Andy and I kicked this around last week a little bit when you were goofing off, it's this.
Having a deep conversation with Andres Jimenez about making better contact.
If you're trading Bieber and you're getting position players, okay, and guys that you, and we've said it, you've said it, I've said it, okay, the bats you can put into the lineup. Well, who do you want to replace? Now, we can all sit here and say, well, this guy should be better, and this guy should be better, and this guy should be better. How big of a move do you want to make? For instance, if you could get a great big power hitting first baseman, guy who's got potential to drive in 100, you're ready to pull the plug on the Josh Bell experiment. I don't know that I am.
I'm not ready to pull that plug.
I'm not either. But what if that's where the guy plays? And then what does that do with Josh Naylor? Are you ready to, if you get a corner outfielder, are you ready to say, okay, and I wonder if Terry Francona is, hey, Will Brennan, nice home run the other day, but you know what, you're not going to play anymore. How's AAA feel for you? And if you're not going to do that, then are you going to say, okay, well, then we're going to put this guy in left, and we're going to move Kwan to center, and Miles Straw, we love the glove. Thanks, man, it's been a pleasure. Because you're going to have to pull the plug on somebody you probably don't want to pull the plug on. The clear spot would be catcher. Except, what do you have Bo Naylor for?
And power hitting, great hitting catchers on top of that don't come on the market very often.
Right.
And if they do, the price tag of it is so high that the Guardians won't pay it.
So the weird thing to me is,
see Murphy, Sean.
Though we all think that they need more hitting and you want more pop, okay, then you're going to have to pull the plug on somebody you probably don't want to pull the plug on. And is it going to be Rosario? Okay, well then what are you doing with Brian Rocchio, who's hitting like .330 in AAA? And, you know, I've talked about Zach Collins like crazy. You know, are you going to give that guy a look? Probably not now, because he was hitting .335. He's down to .300. All right, way to get him when he's hot, guys. Way to go. Had a hot guy. You let him rot on the vine right down there in Columbus.
Fun while it lasted.
Okay, good luck to you, Zach.
That's the way it goes.
You're off the radar now. But see that? I think they're going to, if they want to go out and pick up somebody, even if you trade, let's say, Zach Plesac, who's in AAA and has had a couple of rough ones, even if you trade Plesac for a bat that you think can help you right away, well, who are you going to replace? I mean, we all see the guys who aren't hitting, but are you ready to pull the plug on those guys right now? And I don't know that they are.
All right, let me be the wet blanket. I'm removing my...
You're good at it.
I'm removing my red and blue colored glasses, okay? Mm-hmm. You're not getting squat for Zach Plesac. I'm sorry. You're just not. It's going to be a player to be named later. It's going to be cash. That's what it's going to happen. They've DFA'd him for a reason. It's because they've been trying to trade him. Like, you're not getting squat. That's going to be a rough go. As much as we all want to live in the fantasy baseball world of, well, everybody has some kind of value.
Did I miss something? Was he?
Yes.
He was DFA'd?
He was DFA'd.
When did that happen?
On Sunday.
Okay.
Yep, Sunday before the game. Yeah, Zach Plesac DFA'd.
Okay.
So as much as we all want to operate in this realm of, okay, there's going to be value for this guy. Okay, there's not. I'm sorry. Okay. I hate to say it that way. So who do you want to replace? The question really comes to, are you willing to walk into Terry Francona's office, if you're Chris Antonetti, if you're Mike Chernoff, and this brain trust that's all involved there, and ask a very simple question?
Okay.
Terry, are you okay with the fact that you are not going to have a Gold Glover playing center field for you?
And so you're pointing, it's a good thing Andy's not here because he'd be weeping right now.
It's the place you have to go. Because if you, we're not moving off of Stephen Kwan. Stephen Kwan is a bat to ball, plate discipline, the power. I don't think he's ever going to hit 15 out or anything like that, but he's at least starting to hit the ball off the wall a little bit more often and getting extra bases and being a havoc on the base pass, not to mention playing a really good left field. You know, Gold Glove caliber left field last season. It's taken a little bit of a step back, but it's also, you know, left field defense, so. Shrug your shoulders and go, okay, that's where Manny Ramirez was hidden for a lot of years for a reason. Okay, makes sense. That's the spot, is you go, okay, are you okay with the idea that if you take Stephen Kwan and move him to center field, you are not going to have a Gold Glover playing center fielder any longer?
Except let me throw this at you. You have a guy who won a Gold Glove and left moving to center. He can't be a stiff in center field. I mean, I'm sorry. You don't win a Gold Glove and left and not be able to play center field.
Right.
At a high level. Now, you might not be a Gold Glover out there, but you know he's going to be pretty good in center field, right?
He's going to get the job done, but the Guardians have lived in this realm, and it's not just Miles Straw. It's the people who've come before Miles Straw, where Terry Francona likes having a guy in center field who can cover a boatload of ground. To make it okay with the idea that I could stick Carlos Santana out there in a World Series game because I want his bat in the lineup. You know, to where you can play around with right field and have Josh Naylor out there for a cup of coffee because you've got somebody in center field that you could do. You can have Michael Brantley under the ruling of don't you dare slide for anything ever out there because you've got that center fielder who can cover that much ground. That's always been the way that he's built these Guardians teams.
I would assume.
Slash Indians teams.
And I would assume, let's just say, okay, if you're looking down, you move Straw, you put Kwan in center. If you need a backup center fielder, I think Will Brennan would probably be serviceable.
Right. And the question is, can Terry Francona stomach serviceable in center field? And if the past is any indication of that, it's no. But
well, maybe he has to readjust things.
Exactly. And that's the question that I wonder may have to take place at some point, because the previous history tells you this is how he likes to operate. Well, the way this team is built right now, where the offensive holes are and the availability that would be out there at the trade deadline, you are not going to find a five-tool center fielder on a team that's willing to go. The guy who was there was named Brian Reynolds, and he signed a long-term contract down in Pittsburgh, and you could make a really good argument that he shouldn't be playing center field to begin with. And so that guy doesn't exist. So now you need to adjust.
All right, let me throw something at you.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
You've come to the dark side, apparently. You're willing to trade Miles Straw.
I've been there for a little bit.
Okay. You're the anti-Baskin on that. Ahmed Rosario
I'm feeling that. I don't feel any level of generosity.
As I mentioned, Andrés Giménez is 11 of 24 in his last six games.
There we go.
In the same time frame, Amed Rosario is 1 of 21.
Oh, I would have, Jeff, I'm going to try not to be rude as
He's
I say
one
this.
Of 21.
Jeff, I would have driven him to the airport last year.
You have a guy in AAA who's hitting like 325, 330 in Rocchio, who clearly, if he isn't your shortstop of the future, Gabe Arias is. At least of the present guys who are up, because we all know they have way too many guys on the 40-man who play middle infield. So they have plenty of guys. If you've designated Plesac, which means you're going to have to move him one way or the other, or because there's no way that he goes unclaimed. Don't you think somebody claims him? As badly as teams need pitching, don't you think he's going to get claimed by somebody?
Sure. Someone will take a flyer on the guy, but...
So maybe you get, as you said, you get some kind of low-level prospect in theory, but if that same team needs a shortstop, or maybe a guy who could play second, and or a center fielder, maybe this trade is... Because I've mentioned Straw, Rosario, Plesac. Can you package that and get something in return from the right team who thinks they need help in three areas? The big draw there is Straw on his defense. If you have a team that can flat out hit, but they're a little weak in center field, well, he's perfect. I mean, Miles is a great center fielder.
And he's fast on the base pass as well. You put a bat in his hands. And...
In a day when all of a sudden now stolen bases are a bigger deal.
Right. And you're...
It's smelling more like a trade than ever, especially with Rosario. But now, see, Rosario's trade value is not going to be a whole lot.
No, you're not getting squat for a guy who's...
But maybe if you find, and I look, I'm knocking on wood. I'm looking for the sweet spot here. It smells so much like a trade. It's ridiculous.
Well, yeah, we've...
And you don't want a guy who was pretty good for you as a starter just to walk out the door. You want to get something for him. You don't want a guy who had a really nice year offensively for you last year at shortstop in Rosario, not a great glove. You don't want to get nothing for him. And at some point, you're going to have to play the young guys, right?
You've invested all this time into them. They've succeeded at every level. You've drafted them high for a reason.
If you get a corner outfielder, what are you going to do with Arias? I mean, he's been getting some at-bats out there in right field along with Will Brennan. So if you get a corner guy, in other words... It's starting to look like they have too many guys.
Right, and they do. And even in the beginning of the season, we were screaming that they had too many guys. So the question is going to come down to what kind of trade could you put together? And the thing that I cannot stress to people enough, and it comes back to the Zach Plesac thing, it's not like you can just take all of these diminished assets
and
just piles of rubble and go, here, take this from me. This is the yard sale. You're asking for 75 cents and they're offering 50.
It's starting pitching with a guy who not too long ago was pretty good. Somebody's going to take a shot at this guy. And maybe you turn it into something a little bigger that helps your team. We'll talk more Guardians coming up a little bit later on in the show. Scott Petrak, Chronicle Telegram, BrownZone.com. Next on Baskin and Phelps.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.